Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. We have got so much music we are eager to talk about and share with listeners. You never know what is going to bubble up on a Desert Island Jukebox pick on these bonus podcasts. We're always sharing songs we can't live without. And Greg, it is your turn this week. Give us a hint. Just a teaser of what you're going to lay on us.
I want to play a song from a songwriter who was in a cool band that wrote a gigantic hit, except it wasn't for his band. It ended up being a gigantic hit for another mainstream artist in the 1980s.
All right. I'm eager to find out the answer to that question. The Jeopardy thing is playing in my head. I haven't got it yet. We'll hear more about it in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. Greg, that was a fine setup for the trivia buffs out there. Pat Daly probably was pulling his hair out trying to figure out. Longtime listener, longtime master of musical trivia. What are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox?
Well, I want to look back at a great Atlanta-based band from the late 70s, early 80s called The Brains. Singer Tom Gray died on October 16th at the age of 70. I was a big fan of those records, and they had a song that, as soon as I heard it on the first Brains album, I was totally smitten. I thought it was just one of those life-changing songs. It was so good. As a young man, it was like one of those things, oh yeah, they say this stuff is evil. This guy's talking, money changes everything, right? Yeah. And I, you know, we think we know what we're doing. That don't mean a thing. I'm all in the past now. Money changes everything. Mm. It may seem like, okay, you know, everybody knows that, but to hear it this powerfully stated in this song with the emotion behind it was really quite moving for me at a certain stage in my life, and it's one of those songs I return to over and over again. To my mind, the song became super popular because The Brains never really got anywhere with their two albums. They got dropped by their label, but the song was astutely picked up by Cyndi Lauper for her debut album a couple of years later. later. And it ended up becoming a huge hit, and Tom Gray, I'm sure, benefited greatly from the fact that he had publishing on the song and that Cyndi Lauper's version ended up going worldwide, becoming an international hit. It was the only real hit that Tom Gray had. And he ended up forming a second band in the Atlanta area called Delta Moon, which actually had a pretty long-lived career, 9 studio albums, very different sound, though, than the Brains. The Brains were kind of on that new wave, electro-pop, cutting edge in the late 70s, early 80s, out of the Atlanta scene. They'd actually recorded an independent version of that song 2 years before it ended up on their proper studio album release, which was produced by Steve Lillywhite. They threw some heavy artillery at it, you know?
At that point, red hot from working with U2.
Yeah, it's just a huge anthem, but they got screwed so badly by their label. That song is still not available on any streaming platform. I had to search on YouTube to find it, so it still lives there, but the records are long out of print. The Cyndi Lauper version is obviously still out there. I mean, you can get that anywhere, and I love it. I love that Cyndi did it, and she gave Tom Gray, you know, a tip of the hat. You did some good work out there, young man. You know, you don't have any, you don't have anything to be depressed about.
It was probably a nice annual royalty check.
I'm sure it was. But anyway, I wanted to play Money Changes Everything by the songwriter of that particular masterpiece, The Brains' Tom Gray, who died at the age of 70 on October 16th. That is Money Changes Everything by The Brains in tribute to Tom Gray, the late, great Tom Gray, with one of the great songs of the 1980s, as far as I'm concerned, that Cyndi Lauper popularized, but I think The Brains still did the best version of that song.
If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation on our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, our intern Mary Bernthal, and social media consultant Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.